They'll be visiting with us tonight, but good to have everybody back on board for a little local music on a Sunday night. It's the flavor of, hard to believe, the end of July here.
I can't believe it's the end of July either, but time flies when you're in a post-band jam depressive mood, so.
We need another band jam part two, huh?
I just didn't even know what to do with myself last weekend.
Of course, you were pretty busy last weekend. Noble Hops Band got to play Downtown Butler, the Downtown Butler stage, and good to see that. And I know you were up in the Foxburg area, too.
Yeah, we got to share the stage with our good friends Lions in America, and that's going to probably be their last show for a while. So hopefully you were out there to check it out. And yeah, Foxburg Winery, great venue up there. We had a lot of fun, even though it rained both shows.
Did it really?
Yes.
Yeah, the weekend was not real conducive to outdoor fun in many aspects, but there's always this week. I know the Friday fun is continuing in Downtown Butler, and looks like the weather hopefully will be a little better this week. We'll see how it shakes out, but a lot going on, too, with regard to music down in the Pittsburgh area. It was the Blues and Roots Festival. I know Mr. Fetterman, who made an appearance at our band jam, was one of the openers over the weekend, and it sounded like that was a successful event.
Yeah, I was able to catch a lot of video that people posted and read the comments, and it just was it was killer. And, of course, Lamatt Productions was involved, and our good friend John Benno and everybody, Moondog. So, you know, it was just a fantastic event. I was busy cutting grass, so I was unable to attend, catching up on everything. But looks like it was a great time.
Yeah. And, of course, Benefit's a great organization and very autism-related. They even had an appearance by the band Spectrum, and we had previewed that a few weeks back. It was fun to talk to those guys about that and the effort that they have pulled together, you know, just to bring music together in that fashion for such an important cause, but to kind of resurrect an old standby favorite in the Blues Festival.
Yeah, and I think if you go back to the On Demand feature and check out that episode, it's pretty cool. There were some very, I thought, great comments made in regard to just autism and enabled people in general, and how we all there's something wrong with all of us in some way or another. But I can't quote what Moondog said, but I thought it was just so it was just a great statement.
Sure, absolutely. And of course, for JV next up, the big Corbri Woodstock Labor Day weekend, that'll be the Sunday thereof, and looks like a pretty impressive lineup. I know the Noble Hops Band probably even gonna show up at that event, huh?
Yeah, we're honored to be invited back again. That is always a fun day. Looking forward to that. And, of course, we just played the Rib Fest yesterday up at Paradise Park, and that was a good time as well. So did a little camping there. So kind of, you know, keeping that music and camping theme rolling a little bit best I can.
You really are missing that band jam thing. good stuff. Well, it's a time of period and a lot going on. We're going to be turning the attention to August and a lot of other things going on. It's hard to believe we're looking at the eighth month of 2018 already, but time flies when we're having fun. In fact, our schedule is just about solidly booked up for the even into the fall here on the Sunday night show.
But even though we're going into August already, that means we're already starting to look at next year's Grassy Award nominee. So keep those songs coming.
That's right. And don't forget, you can always stay in touch with us. Easy email, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Especially if you'd like to be a part of the concert calendar. We have some folks that avidly keep us filled with information. And you could, too. And we just ask for, you know, like a two-week lead time so that we can promote your event, not just to have it the week of.
Yeah, I've noticed that, hearing the same names over and over, so some people are definitely taking advantage of that. Good for them.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's why we're here, to help promote the scene and talk about the scene, and we're going to do that coming up. But first, a couple of tunes before we go into the interview segment.
Yeah, I say we throw on a song that was written about a young child who met with tragedy in this area a few years back. Song called Everybody's Child, and that was written by a Thomas Daniel Beachy, who I believe you knew. I didn't know him, but he wrote the song, and it was performed by Dave Zachariah, and unfortunately Thomas passed away here in the last week, and so I say we throw that on.
Yeah, I went to school with Tom Beachy, and he was a very prolific writer and poet, and I think he always had a dream of seeing a lot of that that music published, or even the poetry published. So maybe that'll still happen. But he did get a song played on the radio, and yeah, let's feature that here tonight. We think of Tom fondly. He was a wonderful human being. Follow that up with a gentleman who was one of the new release people in the last month or so, and was a part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and that's Rob Rausch, Acoustic Fingers. We, of course, had Rob on to talk about the album and have another cut from it that this is a pretty impressive song. We'll play Under a Hallowed Moon, that is from his brand-new album, Look Before You Leap. Love the packaging on this. I encourage people to pick it up. I know a lot of people did, you know, digitalize their archives nowadays, but if you get a chance to actually pick up the physical CD, it's a really cool collection, very well done.
Yeah, and he, you know, he has just been the consummate professional since, you know, we've met him and been working with him. It's just, you know, remember his episode of the Grassroots? He just had everything there. We didn't have to ask, dig, do anything. It was all, here you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Really appreciated
that. It's nice to have that. So a salute to Rob from his latest album here as well. And then we'll be visiting with Jonathan and Colleen. Up next, it's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. This opening segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. Give Jim Harpell a call, and you could be playing music on the Grassroots Show, too.
Your life barely started, and our town's broken hearted. Got to ride a school bus, and everyone here feels a loss, just like other little boys, laughing out loud and playing with toys. No one knew life was to change. Hero to us, and we need a save. You're everybody's child. We're finding it hard to smile, but now you're on free and wild, and always know you're everybody's child. Would you have found sweet romance? That girl at first glance. You know, you might have changed the world and made a better difference. You're everybody's child. We're finding it hard to smile, but now you're on free and wild. Everybody's child, and I can't see the sun coming up. Oh, and I can hear those angels lift you up. Oh, remembering you is always a must. Oh, I know you're up there looking down on us, and everybody's child. Ash to ash, we lay you to rest. arms outstretched. You're everybody's child. Precious gifts are flowers we pile. Everybody wants to see you smile and always know you're everybody's child.
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. In this segment, brought to you by the Grassroots Show home for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun, and the Man Camp. That's the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, our longest-running sponsor. They've been a part of every one of our shows, and we appreciate their support of the local music scene. Good to have them on board again tonight. Stop down and get something great to eat and have a beverage.
Watch those buckos continue on their tear. Of course, I may have just jinxed them.
Keeping my fingers crossed now that you said that.
Of course, this is pre-recorded, so maybe in the last week their winning streak went to hell. Who knows?
Hey, June's over. Let's hope anyway. Hey, it's great to have Colleen Angel and Jonathan Fleischman with us here tonight. We're going to be kind of taking a different route than having an actual band in the studio. We like to do this every once in a while. We've talked to people that have made guitars. We've talked to promoters. What about people that are behind the scenes, like strobe lighting and sound? And that's what Jonathan and Colleen do, and we welcome them to the show here tonight. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you guys on hand, and great supporters of the local music scene, too. You guys have a passion for the local music, and I know we've seen you at many, many shows, whether you're working them or not. You're always out supporting. But let's first kind of just dive in and get to know each of you, because I think the love of local music and this job has kind of, ironically, brought you both together, which is really cool. We want to say congratulations. You have been recently engaged to each other.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Just on July 2nd. Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Well, Colleen, let's start with you. Give us a little background of yourself and where you've come from and how you got involved in the music scene.
Well, I've been in the music scene since about 2001. Started out working at Peter B's as a bartender, and they discovered I had some skills with people and working with the bands that they had in there. So they asked me to start to actually act as their booking director, entertainment director, and that's how I got into booking bands and organizing events and their website. I kicked off for them originally. And that took me into, just getting to know all of the local music community and bands and people in the industry. And took a long break to raise my son. And then once he was old enough, I thought, I'm going to see what's going on in the music scene, get back in there. And wow, it really, after about 13 years, a lot of things changed. But a lot of the same people were still there and had really developed into it just better in every way. So I thought, okay, let's see if, there's any way I can be a part of it again. So I got to know some really great people personally. Mike Shear, a really good friend of mine, who introduced me to lighting design. He was doing all this himself with, schlepping all the equipment in and setting it up and running it manually with pedals and things behind, from the stage. And I said, hey, I could do that. Teach me how to set that up and how to run that equipment. And he did. So for the past 4 years, 5 years actually, I was running lights for Shear in all of the different bands he was in. It actually led me to Jonathan. Thankfully, Facebook being a great medium for promoting the, all the events that I was involved in. Mm-hmm. Jonathan found me online and he really liked my work. So I said, hey, we got to meet. And that Jonathan can tell you the rest from there. So
yeah, that's the short story.
Yeah, so now I'm like this superstar lighting designer and sound tech and really doing it big time with strobe lighting and sound, thanks to Jonathan, and he can tell you more about that.
Very cool. Very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Colleen. I've been in the industry for longer than I can care to remember. 15, 20 years, I guess now, I forget. But it's been a long time. And started off with just a small Lord of the Rings tribute that my friend John Talent and I put together. Mm-hmm. We painted little miniatures and recreated scenes from the books and put them in libraries. And then it turned into a full theater production. And John Talent plays percussion and drums, and I didn't play any instrument, so I was like, well, what am I going to do? And it was like, okay, how about the lights? You know, it was a theater production, somebody needs to run the lights.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years later, you know, have this wonderful company and, you know, with the love of my life, Colleen, and it's just been a great ride. Did a lot of work with Persephone's Dream, if you guys are familiar with them, progressive band. We mm-hmm. toured up and down the eastern seaboard there for a while, and that was quite an experience in, you know, being on the road and you know, being behind the scenes, as you mentioned yeah. earlier, Bob. You right. know, you really get a appreciation for how much hard work goes into it, and so kind of slowed down, and I was like, well, you know, I have this bug, you know, I still got to do this, and so started strobe lighting so I could continue to do that and just, you know, offer my services to any local bands. And then I think Paul Peterson from Big House Pete hooked me up with Matt Franny and Steve Craven of Rock for Life.
Yeah.
And started doing their big shows out at Island Ball Field, and that's when things really started to blossom.
Yeah.
You know, that's a pretty big venue out there, so sure. really kind of had to up the game and really turn it into a full-fledged business. And everything just kind of has rolled from there, and still work full-time, you know, day job.
Mm-hmm.
So wasn't really able to...
As most musicians do.
Yes, yes, things all do. Yeah. Everybody knows that, yeah. And so didn't have a lot of time to put into the business end of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I wasn't able to really develop the business as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, Colleen and I got together and joined forces. And, you know, she's excellent at all the business administration as well as, you know, everything else that goes into the business. You know, on the lighting end and everything, she's just... so terrific. But with her on board, we've been able to, you know, promote more and do all the business stuff and just really grow the business.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really taken off now that, you know, we've come together, and, you know, I think just our love of for each other and for the business, you know, it just shines.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people see that. And,
yeah. Perfect marriage, if you will. Huh?
Yeah, just, yeah, and, in both senses. Yeah.
And it's cool that you're, you know, you're fans of the music scene, and both had that similar yeah. passion that brought you together. That's a neat story.
It really is. I think I can speak for Colleen. It's really rooted in our love of live music.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
such a wonderful music scene in and around the Pittsburgh area. So it works perfectly. Yeah. Yeah,
makes it so easy for us. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
don't mind going to gigs, right?
No.
Yeah, we don't mind all. We actually love all the hard work setting up and tearing down. You know,
yeah.
If it takes us 12 hours, you know, so be it. You know, yeah. we love every minute of it. So
that's fantastic. Visiting with Jonathan and Colleen from Strobe Lighting and Sound, and we'll get into the nuts and bolts of their business itself. But let's play a couple of tunes here, and we're going to play a couple of tunes and then explain why. But first, let's just start out with a band that was part of our band jam and I think is a passion for everybody. And I know you've got a big connection that we'll explain, but let's talk about playing maybe some Skell.
Awesome.
That sounds good.
Yep. Yeah. Kick it off right.
Yeah. So we'll play the Grassy-nominated song, Everything's Fine, which just is such a powerful song.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. Well, let's play it, and then we'll talk why we played it, because there's more reasons, too, just...
Yes.
Than just playing the song.
Right, right.
We'll do that right now here on the Grassroots Show tonight and continue our visit with Jonathan Fleischman and Colleen Angel from Strobe Lighting and Sound tonight on the Rock Station 97.7.
All I left behind.
betrayed. Often we fight for what is right. Cry with our sight. When it's all about listening to these screaming shouts that you cannot figure out just what to do.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. We're back at it here, and this segment brought to you by the people that are always at it for you. If you're looking for some great food and items that you can grill or make or add to any feast you're having, that's our friends at Bros' Superette. They're high in Hill and right on the price, the top of South Main Street and Rockenstein in the city of Butler. They overlook the city. In fact, they got a great view of the city right from their front door, and they've got Butler's Best Hot Sausage. They've got some deli meats and cheeses, various cuts of steaks. I recommend their ham loaf. They've got the best ham loaf in the entire United States. And they can really add to your get-together. Rose's Superette.
And August is National Grilling Month. So, all right, I just made that up. But the point is, go to Bros's, get some stuff to grill.
There you go. Well, we just made it. It's officially the Grassroots National Grilling Month, the month of August. Well, we are talking with some friends here tonight that are a big part of the local music scene and everything you see on stage when you go to a particular show, it's because of them, not necessarily the bands. They're highlighting the bands. A little behind the scenes with strobe lighting and sound. Colleen Angel and Jonathan Fleischman visiting with us here tonight. And we just heard from Skell, Everything's Fine, and After the Fall, Meant to Be, which ironically is kind of perfect for your situation here as we chat about that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's what we always say, just the way we came together and how things work for us. It's just it's perfect. And there's no other way to say it other than, you know, we were meant to be together. It's kind of funny, Matt Ferranti from After the Fall, the drummer, has said to us on several occasions that, you know, he has to wonder how two lighting gods came together.
He says, what are the chances?
Yeah, what are the chances? That's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
and,
awesome.
And Skell, you know, their awesome song just played. We're very honored that they asked us to do some work with them before this upcoming Rock for Life show in August. Mm-hmm. In a couple weeks. They're going to be headlining there, and they want to work with us and do some special things to make it a really special show for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always been huge fans of them. We love rocking out with them, and it was so fun to get to really rock out with them at Band Jam.
Yeah,
When they just headlined on Friday night. Not too often we get a day off to
to enjoy
our hair, literally let our hair down and rock out.
We know that feeling.
That was fun. But yeah, we're really looking forward to working with them, and you know,
that's the first weekend in August that the Rock for Life will be happening. So, mm-hmm. What a great event! I mean, it's just so interconnected with After the Fall and Skell and that event. So that'll be cool.
That's
so.
2 days of camping too. 2 day festival out there in Ballfield.
It's like Band Jam,
and a lot of great, great bands. I mean, every lineup they have out there just is killer stuff. So
yeah,
and to have Skell headline, worth the effort to get
better than that. It really doesn't.
I mean, those guys just have it going on so well right now. I mean, they've been a mainstay band, but the performance they put on and the new material too.
It's
just going to be unbelievable.
I have chills now.
And it was cool they got to unveil that at Band Jam.
Trilogy they did was just mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. And as good as Everything's Fine is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even the last song, Sinister, I think it was called.
Suicide Eyes. Right. That's been stuck in my head.
Stones.
Great stuff. So that'll be cool that you'll be presenting some sound and design for that with the lighting for the show.
Yeah, some new lighting designs.
Special.
Yeah, we like to do that. You know, with any band really that wants to work with us, you know, we invite that and say, you know, give us your ideas. We will specially program just, you know, for your band, for your songs, rather than just showing up and, you know, throwing some lights at them. You know, we love the lighting design aspect of you know, the creativity.
So that's what you guys try to do, is really tailor each particular show to the band that you're helping.
Yeah, we actually reach out to the bands in advance, whether it's just one band that, you know, we're working for that weekend, or 12 bands for, you know, a 2 day show, and ask for their input list for, you know, so we can produce the sound perfectly for them. And most importantly for me, is their song list, because we'll pre-program scenes and you know, just whatever we're going to do manually to create the look exactly to go with the music, and they love it. And we've done other things as well for them, as far as production on creating custom drum risers and custom skirting. We do ego risers, things like that, you know, really give the look they want as well.
And we can go back to veteran musician and author of the band book, Keith Kipp, and how he just really reinforced the importance of performing and entertaining, not just standing there in shorts and sandals and playing a song, staring at the stage, but putting on a full production, sound quality, light quality, you know, everything.
Yeah.
And
it's
just
so
how important it really is. And it can really make a show. You know, you can be great at your skill, but that just takes it over the edge, I think, and even adds more value to the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were setting up for this past show, Superheroes Believe in Miracles. It was a 2 day show this past weekend, and we were just jokingly, we said something like, why do we make such a big production out of everything? And then we said, because that's what we do.
And we've had how many performers, you know, come up to us after a show and say, that was, you know, so much fun. Just all the lights in particular, you know, just add so much energy, and, you know, they could just feed off that, and it turns an ordinary show into a magical show.
Oh, they really feel more like, you know, the rock stars that they are. It really enhances that.
Yeah, because we kind of play the lights as an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't just, you know, we play right along with the music itself. Yeah. You know, and so, you know, if it slows down, we bring the lights down. If it's fast, we go fast. And you know, a lot of musicians can feel that and sense that and realize that. And it just, you know, they gives them more confidence. And, you know, like she said, it makes them feel more, you know, like rock stars, so they can really rock out more.
Yeah. And their guests, you know, the excuse me, the crowd is really gets into it as well. It's funny, we can see from, you know, the other side, when you hit, you know, some moving lights and they're on the floor moving, the lights are moving on the floor, you can see people's feet actually get, you know, speed up and go faster to the lights. It's not just to the music that you can, I'll test sometimes and say, hey, watch this, what, you know, make people dance faster or slow down.
That's
actually
cool.
Go to the lights.
Yeah, that adds to the whole show, you know, so we're not only getting the bands going with, you know, that kind of energy, but the crowd, and then the band feeds off the crowd and the crowd feeds off the band. So it's all interconnected. Right.
It's such a cool thing. I mean, technology and where it is in this day and age, really enhancing the whole kind of concert going experience into a really a kind of theatrical performance.
Yeah, it draws everyone together now. Yeah, it really can. Yeah.
Yeah, and we thank you for saying that. Concert style is actually what we aim for. It's that almost, you know, 70s, 80s arena rock, you know, civic arena. You go there, you want to see lights and fog and lasers and beams, and that's what we give.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it seems to be coming back around. Like she said, the old, you know, arena style production that, you know, you talk.
I just hope the full stacks don't come back. Lopping heads off.
Yeah, we haven't got any requests for that, thankfully.
Not yet. Yeah.
Not yet. Yeah.
Not yet.
Maybe now.
Yeah, they know we can do it.
Well, how does somebody get in touch with you? If there's a band out there listening that they would want to take part in your services.
We're all over Facebook, Strobe Lighting. There's a contact page on there. You can message us from there. We can give out our phone number, Jonathan. You can.
You can contact us directly at 724-786-8296. Or email at strobe2@verizon.net. That's the word strobe and the number 2@verizon.net. Or as Colleen said, Facebook Messenger, right from our wall.
Yeah,
it's a great place to check out all of our videos and photos as well.
Great samples.
And our events page. You can always see where we'll be, which is another way we promote the bands.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something else that we offer is, you know, promoting the bands. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't just take the gig and, you know, just leave it go. And Colleen is fantastic at getting it out there on, you know, Facebook and in other ways.
Yeah. So that full social media experience. Literally collaborating with the band.
Yeah.
Which
is again, cool. It goes back to our love of live music and the local scene. You know, we want, you know, it to be everyone to get out and check it out and support the band in that way. It's just another service we offer.
That's very cool. You guys, as a matter of fact, ironically, the band we had in last week, you just came off tour with them, Sour Mash. You were working some of their gigs on that little mini tour they did.
Yeah. Up in the Erie, New York area,
Yeah.
Baddest biker band on the planet.
How about it?
And great guys. Yeah. Such great guys.
Yeah. It was a real pleasure to meet them and love the sound of what they got going on. It's just, it's fun. I mean, talk about, you know, arena rock.
Yeah.
They've got that style.
Oh, so. They rock. Yes.
Yeah. They rock out. Yep.
Cool. Well, we're going to play. Why don't we play a song from Sour Mash?
Awesome. Ooh, good.
Yeah.
We're going to play one of our favorites.
Yeah. Flesh and Bone.
Flesh and Bone.
About rocking out.
Which was the song that appeared on the television show Scorpion. A while back, and you guys are actually turning us on to a band, which is pretty cool. Can you give us a little background on what is it, Elliottsville Road?
Elliottsville Road is, they're very near and dear to our hearts, very good friends of ours, John Macho Sr., who is a legend in the Farmington, PA area, and his son, John Macho Jr., teamed up to create the beautiful original music. They sound a lot like Neil Young. They love Skynyrd. They have that same kind of feel as well. And we got to know them again through Mike Shear. He's also in the band. And we've done shows with them down in Farmington. They have a Farmington Fair. There's the Stonehouse down there and Elliottsville Road. Yeah, they're amazing. And we'd love to hear Sign of the Times is the title track from one of their CDs.
Fantastic. Well, we'll spin that. Jonathan, Colleen, great to have you in the studio here tonight. We appreciate the visit and keep up the great work.
Great. Thank you.
Thank
you. So
you.
Much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. And thank you. Best of luck to both of you in the future here too.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, we're looking for bigger, better things.
Awesome.
Yeah, always coming.
Yeah. Well, and I know we'll see you around at a local show.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
We
look forward
and
to
probably
it.
See you around. You know, yep. Literally, your work.
Yes. Look for us.
Yes.
Jonathan Fleischman and Colleen Angel. They are Strobe Lighting, and here's a couple of songs in their honor here. Sour Mash and Elliottsville Road, as we continue the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Seven. killing the old suicide machines with the help of a spirit of guilt while it's just the signs of the times. You can love anything you want, you can worship anyone.
Grilling season at Bros' Superette. Stock up for your summer parties, cookouts, and camp. Pick up your burgers, hot dogs, kielbasa, wings, steaks, or marinated chicken. Then grab a couple of side dishes and buns, and you'll be all set for an easy meal. Plus, try their smoked meats. And Bros' is king of the ham loaf in Butler. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4. Corner of South Main and Rockenstein, where they're high on the hill and right on the price. It's Bros' Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Be sure to catch Washboard Tony Friday, August 3rd on the Downtown Butler stage on North Main Street, and also at the Hotel Beacon as part of the upcoming Rock Done Right tour stop. At the Hotel B, Washboard will be there along with Justin Wade Band and Dempsey for some fun on the patio beginning at 6 o'clock on Friday, August 10th. A Rock Done Right tour stop presented by Shady Lady Productions and the Rock Station 97.7. On Saturday, August 4th, catch Music from the Mound at the historic Pullman Park in Butler, featuring the up-and-coming teenage band This Is the World, also the Highland Brothers Band, the reigning Grassy Award winners Anger the Ant, and the longtime Gents Band, all performing. Check out the Pullman Park, historic Pullman Park website for more information on that. But very cool, Music on the Mound, happening Saturday, August the 4th. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, Saturday, August 4th, it's the final Winfield Township Community Days event, featuring food trucks, lots of kids' activities, and live music with the Tina Daniels Band. On Wednesday, August 15th, it's another Thunder at the Barn Bike Night, presented by Shady Lady Productions, featuring Gatto Harley-Davidson, Coors Light, and Twisted Tees, $2 tacos, giveaways, plus live music on the deck with Pixelated. It's all at Peter B's in Sarver, Thunder at the Barn Bike Night. And on Friday, August 17th, join the Noble Hops Band live at the Narcisse Winery. It's all part of Shady Lady Productions. And you're hearing it here on The Rock Station 97.7. If you'd like to have your band added into the concert calendar, please get us your information at least 2 weeks ahead of time. Send it over to grassroots at bcrnetwork.com.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. In this segment, brought to you by P&W Construction, thanks to Jonathan and Colleen from Strobe Lighting. Fun to hear a different aspect of the music industry and the local scene. And, of course, Colleen has been a part of not only the local music scene, but a very big supporter of the local music scene. Always comes to the band jam is at a number of events, whether they're working it or not. But if you need first-class service with regard to lighting, there you go. Give Strobe Lighting a call, and great to have them in the studio here tonight.
Yeah, and occasionally we will get away from the musicians a little bit and discuss the other aspects of the industry. So, good stuff, and I know where I'm going with that, Bob.
Well, it's great to always talk to all aspects of the scene and fun stuff.
Sometimes you just get tripped up.
Yeah, yeah. Mark Ferrari going to be back on the show. He's a gentleman we've had on a couple of different times, and he'll be on next week's show. We'll be anxious to catch up with Mark. It's been a while since we've heard from Mark, so good to hear that he's still around the scene and putting out some new material, too, I understand.
Yeah, and if you remember, I believe him and Terry Spencer were roommates up at IUP there for a while. And I've even seen Terry's name popping up lately, so I think he might even be back out doing some plans.
Well, I think he always makes an appearance, whether it's acoustic or whatever, at maybe with some of the Rock for Life series. I think he does one or so many of the shows, too. So, yeah, good to see that. Well, that'll be next week. In the meantime, we're going to wrap up with a couple of great tunes here tonight, including to recent guests here in 2018.
Yeah, I say we throw on Chet Vincent and his song Forest Needs the Fire. I'm a fan of this guy. I like this stuff. So,
And we'll follow that up with another band that was at Band Jam, and they actually dropped their new CD at Band Jam, and that's the Highland Brothers Band. And we've got another great cut from that album, and I encourage you to pick it up because it is a fantastic piece of musical work. We'll play their song Diesel Train.
Fan of these guys too, Bob.
Yeah, we are. It's the Grassroots Show. Thanks for listening here on the Rock Station 97.7.
The forest needs the fire. Stop Sally, it was her name. Love for money, it was her game. You have 1, 2, 3, 4. Damn, the truck is a highway man. Makes a living.
For the Honda North Studios. If you haven't driven the 2018 Honda CR-V, there's a reason it's the Motor Trend SUV of the year. It's the perfect car for summer vacation and for everyday life. Hurry in and get a red-hot clearance deal on the new CR-V you want during the Honda Summer Spectacular event going on now at Honda North. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7.
This world stops turning.
Get ready to rock.
Are you ready?
Rock.
The Rock Station 97.7.
I'm